You're listening to the audio production of An Amish Home, Four Novellas, written by Beth Wiseman, Amy Clipston, Ruth Reed, and Kathleen Fuller. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by Clifton Harris.
A Cup Half Full by Beth Wiseman. Chapter 1. Sarah sat next to Abram in the back seat of the van, while their hired driver stowed Sarah's wheelchair in the rear compartment. Wheelchair. It was a word she would need to get used to, along with the knowledge that she'd never walk again. "Wait until you see what I've done to the house." Abram latched onto Sarah's hand and squeezed, as if he'd done a luxurious remodel of their home. Instead, he'd turned it into a handicap-accessible house, so that Sarah could get around inside, complete with a wheelchair ramp leading to the porch, he'd told her. She forced a smile as the driver pulled out of the hospital parking lot, a place she'd called home for the past month. "Johnny helped me lower the sinks and cabinets, and we have handrails everywhere you might need them." Abram's dark eyes shone with an emotion Sarah hadn't been able to identify over the past few weeks. Was it pity? Empathy? Regret? Guilt? Sarah had assured Abram that the accident hadn't been his fault. Thankfully, her husband had walked away with only a few scratches and a bump on his head. Sarah's side of the buggy had taken the hardest hit from the blue car. She didn't remember much about that day, but she remembered the blue car. "Your family should be at the house when we get there, to welcome you home." Abram brushed back a strand of Sarah's red hair that had fallen from her cap. She had spent her entire life getting used to the fact that she was the only one in their district with red hair and freckles. Now she'd be the only person, as far as she knew, in a wheelchair. Sarah's brother and parents had come to the hospital most days. They'd all been witness to her tantrums, depression, and anger at her new situation. She'd promised herself that she would tuck away those emotions today and be grateful that God had spared her life and that he had kept Abram from serious injury. Abram rattled on about more modifications he'd made to their home. Sarah had heard it all before. Her husband had shared every detail throughout the process and bragged on Sarah's 18-year-old brother, how Johnny had come every day to lend a hand. Sarah had never been close to her brother. They were 5 years apart. Maybe that was why.